Well, that was Feral Alloy, a group comprising of local boys, Martin Thomas, M. Egan and P. Grogan, and their song was entitled Just Wait and See. I'll just recap on all the songs we had on tonight from the song contest. We've had Elaine McCabe, a 14-year-old student from the Sacred Heart, singing Love Makes the World Go Round. We've had John Branigan, a 16-year-old student of St. Joseph's CBS, singing Don't Let Me Go. And lastly, Feral Alloy with Just Wait and See. In the studio with me now, I have Morris Clark. Morris, you've just been judging the Junior Fashion Design Competition. Could you give us any results?
Well, the two that I picked, I can't actually give the name of the winners because it's going to be announced later on. But the actual two designs that I picked are, well, I can't really say any more.
Okay, that's fine. I understand you can't stay with us long, but it'll be because you're conducting a fashion design teaching. Can you tell us what this will involve?
Well, it's just, well, I have the five outfits in the show later on. I just have those five outfits in with me at the moment, and I'm going to show the class about, and just talk about the outfits, how I arrived at that design and how I made them up, where I got the inspiration from, and just generally talk about the outfits and then talk, and if they want to ask any questions.
And will there be a chance for those who've come here to participate, or will it just be a demonstration?
Well, as I say, I mean, you can just talk. They can ask questions. It's not a teacher-student thing. It's just a one-to-one. They can talk.
Were you impressed with the exhibition today?
Yeah, I thought the entries were really, really good, and an awful lot of imagination and time has gone into the actual entries, and it was a very hard decision.
Could you tell us a bit about yourself now, Morris, and where are you from?
Marion Park, 28 Marion Park, and Drogheda.
And your age?
20. And I've always had an interest in fashion, and then I decided I wanted to go to college at the end of 6 years, so I got a portfolio together, and I did a foundation course in the National College of Art, and then I specialised in fashion, and I've done 2 years fashion design, and I've another year left, and then I have my diploma year next year, and that involves at the end of the year you have a collection of at least eight outfits that you have to make yourself, and then it's in the fashion show at the end of the year.
And where are you working now?
I'm at the National College of Art and Design in Thomas Street, up in Dublin.
Well, best of luck with your exams and your future career, Morris. Thanks again.
Okay, thanks.
Helen Casey, Ruth Healy and Jean McGuire. It's Dingy Loafer and Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
results of the phone-in quiz. The answer was number 4. That was, a snail can have as many as 200 teeth. This statement was false. But unfortunately, of the 20 entries we received for the fact or fiction quiz, all were wrong. But we put them in a hat, and the winner is Eileen Keaveney, 7 Newfield Estate, Drogheda. That's Eileen Keaveney, 7 Newfield Estate, Drogheda. And if she comes down to the school, she can collect her record token. Now I'll give you a rundown on tomorrow's events. We have a puppet show with life-size puppets performed by Mercy Convent, Navan, an unscripted drama performed by St. Patrick's Classical School, Navan, and Wet Paint. Don't worry, that's just a professional youth theatre company from Dublin, and they'll perform an 80-minute comedy called Can We Go Please?, a script developed by themselves as a result of improvisation. This promises to be a very entertaining day, and live words will begin at 8 o'clock in the Assembly Hall. Admission is a mere 50p. This is Louise Ball signing off from Radio Green Hills, the voice of the festival on 200 metres medium wave and 99 FM. We'd like to thank today's sponsors, who are Twigs, Reflections and Tully's. We'd also like to thank our production team, Siobhan Riley, Siobhan Kellett, Barbara Townley and Mary Morgan. And not forgetting our studio guests for today, Terry Collins, John McNeil, Neve MacDonald, John Maloney, Mary Tiernan, Sandra Owens, Gillian Hamill, Emer Cullen, Beulah Sullivan, Pauline Bennett, Olivia Coppinger and Maurice Clark. And not forgetting our DJ, of course, Marie Kieran. Tune in to us tomorrow and for the rest of the coming week at 12.45 to 1.15 and from 5 till 7 at 200 metres medium wave and 99 FM. Our phone number is 32809. Good evening.
But the little boy said, there were so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flower, and I see everyone. Flowers are worth young man, and green leaves are smooth. If only to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen. But the little boy said, there are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flower, and I see everyone.
Radio Green Hills, broadcasting on 200 metres medium wave, 1494 kHz AM, from Our Lady's College, Green Hills, Drogheda, as part of the Green Hills Creative Youth Festival 1985.
This is Audrey Mooney, Radio Green Hills, coming to you on 200 metres medium wave, courtesy of Downside Radio. I'm speaking to you from Our Lady's College, Green Hills, on the banks of the Boyne. Radio Green Hills is the voice of the Creative Youth Festival, which takes place from Sunday the 26th of May to Friday the 31st. We will cover the festival daily in two broadcasts, from 12:45 to 12:15 and from 5 to 7. Prayers this program opens at 2 o'clock with Elaine Hanahan and Anya Dunn speaking on jewellery making and tapestry. Also at 2, young musicians Edward Harley, Burger Coffield and Barbara Kearns will give a recital. At 3, Paul Dolan will give a practical session on responding creatively to poetry. Basketball blitz is at 4:30 and a gymnastics display from the Mount Temple Club in Dublin will take place at 6:45. At 7:30, a modern dance workshop will be held by Sean Brady of Drogheda. At 8, there is a talk on journalism by Jacinta O'Brien. Also at 8, John Maloney shows the work of some young Irish filmmakers. The highlight of the night, the food affair, takes place from 8 to 10. This should interest adults, particularly. It is an evening of international food, with Swiss, Italian, French, Indian, Hungarian, New Zealand, Maori and Irish cuisine is demonstrated. Admission is 50 pence. So, don't forget, that's the food affair on Thursday the 13th of May between 8 and 10.
Radio Green Hills coming to you on 200 meters medium wave, courtesy of Bonita Radio. I'm speaking to you from Our Lady's College Green Hills on the banks of the Boyne. Radio Green Hills is the voice of the Creative Youth Festival, which takes place from Sunday the 26th of May till Friday the 31st of May. We will cover the festival daily in two broadcasts from 12:45 to 12:15 and from 5 till 7 in the evening. The main events on this Friday are at 2 o'clock the Computer Club have a workshop, at 6 o'clock the under 18 Irish badminton team have a demonstration match, and names include Angela Carr of Sacred Heart School. At 7:30 the semi-final of the inter-school basketball bits are on, and the highlight of the evening is of course the final of the song contest with 16 finalists from 50 entries. The tickets are £2 and are available from usual outlets.